Yes, yes, yes. Very good. I can, yes, here, so, somehow. What?
I can put the lamp closer.
I can see. I can really see. During the Govardhan retreats, we always read a sacred text together with a certain way of reading it. You will see it in a, or hear it in a moment. And for this evening, I have picked Haridas Thakur's story. The reason why I have picked Haridas Thakur's story is to help all of us to think about the concept of focus. Haridas Thakur is the Nama Acharya, the teacher of the holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Harinam Chintamani starts his work with a little biography. There's a reason. When you meditate about the Nama Acharya, Haridas Thakur, you become immediately very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we need to enter this actually as a therapeutic hearing exercise. And I want to just present to you what we do. It will be one evening. Yesterday evening we wanted to do it, but we felt it's good to go to bed and to settle, so we will start now. You can do even a little louder because of the big hall and this. Yeah. Haridas is the best of all devotees. When he chanted, he thought of Krishna. One time Maya Devi personally came to test him. She exhibited movements which even the Lord of creation would not be able to tolerate with self-control. But Haridas did not fall into her temptations, but initiated her into the chanting of the holy name. Haridas Thakur teaches us by his example to overcome all obstacles to the chanting of the holy name. My dear devotees, listen to this maybe severest test of Haridas Thakur. Once upon a time, the local Qazi went to his respected superior, the king of Bengal, and complained about Haridas. Haridas is a Muslim, but he follows the religion of the Hindus. Please call him and consider his case. Hearing the words of the sinful Qazi, the sinful king immediately ordered that Haridas be arrested without delay. Haridas was not even afraid of death personified. What to speak of the Muslim rulers? As he was brought to the court of the king, Haridas chanted the name of Krishna. Hearing about Haridas' arrests, all pious persons felt morose. You must know that all the good people of Bengal had been captured by the Muslim king and suffered in isolation of the prison. When they heard that Haridas was brought to the prison, they felt joyful at heart to see the pure devotee. They said, "Let us see him, my dear gods, then our distress will be vanquished." The prisoners persuaded the guards to let them see Haridas. When Thakur Haridas entered the prison, the light of his Krishna consciousness dispelled the gloom and the distress, and he glanced mercifully upon all the prisoners. Seeing the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, all the prisoners devotedly offered obeisances to him, and ecstatic devotional symptoms appeared all over their bodies. When Haridas saw the prisoners' devotion, he mercifully smiled at them and gave them an ambiguous blessing. Taka taka ekono achaya yena rupe. Stay, stay, stay as you are now. The prisoners, being unable to understand the deep import of the words of Haridas, felt the gloom which had just disappeared return into their hearts, and they felt some sadness. Haridas laughed and explained, "You have not understood the meaning of the blessings I gave, and therefore only you are lamenting. I never award inauspicious benedictions. Carefully try to understand my words. Now where you are in prison, your minds are fixed on Krishna. Let your mind stay that way forever. Your present state of mind is auspicious, for you have received the opportunity to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Now you have given up all endeavors for material enjoyment. Stay like this forever." Chant Krishna's name, remember Krishna. Here you have no envy or trouble. You can humbly chant and think of Krishna. But if you again return to your material enjoyment, by bad association, you will forget everything about Krishna. Don't you know? You cannot obtain love of Godhead as long as you are encaged and engaged in sense gratification. You should know for certain that Krishna is far away from such persons. Oh, prisoners, the mind that is absorbed in material enjoyment is the greatest of all disturbance. Attachments are the binding ropes of illusion that lead you into your death dance. Therefore, now where you don't have all this, you are alright. But when I said, I did not mean stay there in prison. I meant stay free from thoughts of material enjoyment, and always chant the name of Hari. After offering the prisoners his best wishes, Haridas went before the king. My dear devotees, listen very attentively. What happened when Haridas went before the king? The acharyas say that the heart of the Vaishnavas is the resting place of the Lord. Govinda takes his residence in the heart of the devotees. Therefore, the devotees have an awe-inspiring effulgence. When the king saw Haridas' brilliant effulgence, he was impressed and respectfully offered him a seat and said, "My dear brother, how have you become so degraded? There's no birth superior to one in a Muslim family. Why have you accepted the behavior of the inferior Hindus? We don't even eat rice touched by the Hindus because they are low class. How will you be delivered after death if you transgress the Mohammedan religious principles and follow other religious principles? My brother, you appear cultured. I'm impressed. But I can't understand you. Give up such sinful behavior and recite the Quran. Then you will be freed from the sin incurred by following the Hindu religion." After hearing the king, Haridas laughed and said, "How wonderfully the illusory energy Maya is working here." He then sweetly said to the king, "Listen, dear sir, the Supreme Lord of all is one without a second. The Hindus and Muslims differentiate the Lord only by name. But in spiritual vision, the Lord is one. This is confirmed in the Puranas and also the Quran. The Supreme Lord sits in everyone's heart and accepts their devotion, Muslim and Hindu alike. And one thing, I'm only acting under the inspiration of the Supreme Lord. By his own desire, a Hindu Brahmana may also become a Muslim. What then can the Hindus do? And I have become a chanter. Dear sir, now you can judge. If I'm at fault, then you may punish me." Hearing Haridas' conclusive statements, the Muslims were all satisfied. Only the sinful, wicked Qazi was dissatisfied at heart. And he instigated the king, saying, "Punish him! This miscreant will create other miscreants, and he'll bring a bad name to the Muslim community. He's a Muslim. He has become a Hindu. Punish him in an exemplary way, as a warning to all others, so that this may not happen again. Or, if you are weak-hearted, at least make him recite the confession from the Quran. I believe in Allah, the Almighty One. I do a pilgrimage to Mecca once a year. There are five such things. The king again requested Haridas, O brother, just recite the confession from the Quran and you will have nothing to worry. Otherwise the Qazis will punish you and you will be forced to recite the Quran anyway. In this way, you will be humiliated. Haridas then said, and please listen very carefully, no one can do anything other than what the Supreme Lord desires. Know for certain that the Lord awards the results of one's offenses. Kanda kanda haideya jaya jadipran tabu ami vadane na chadi harinam. He raised his voice and declared, voice which have become immortal in the minds of the chanters of the holy names. I declare, even if my body is cut into pieces and I give up my life, I will never give up chanting the Lord's holy name. After hearing Haridas' statement, the king asked the Qazi, now, what will you do with this animal? Eagerly the Qazi replied, take his life, take his life, take his wretched life out of his bones. We will beat him in 22 marketplaces. If he survives, then we will understand that his words are true. The Qazi then called the guards and sternly ordered them, beat him in such a way that he will die. If a Muslim who follows the Hindu religion is killed, he will be delivered from that sin. Then they took their hands on the innocent body of Haridas. They pulled him from the palace. They brought him to the first marketplace, and the powerful guards, dressed for the occasion, took their whips. There's two types of whipping in the Muslim religion. One is with a short arm, and one is with a long arm. No one can survive the long-armed whipping. And it is this whipping which the sinful Qazi ordered to do. We will not talk about the blood. We will not talk about the upset. This evening we will not talk about the pious people who offered their lives instead of Haridas. This evening we will just put this picture in our mind. Namacharya Haridas, chanting in bliss despite all the obstacles, the lashing. Yes, Haridas smiled. Haridas danced. Haridas cried. but not from pain. He didn't feel anything except for the love of Krishna. Ever. Haridas felt sorry for the sinful gods who were beating him with increasing strength and frustration, who had foam on their mouth, who were yelling. Haridas only prayed, O Krishna, be merciful on these living entities, forgive their offense of torturing me. Hare Krishna. First 100, then 1,000, then several thousands of people were there trying to stop the Muslim guards. But at the very end, it was the Muslim guards who cried, can a human being survive after such a beating? If we beat someone in 2 or 3 marketplaces, they die. But we have beaten him already in 22 marketplaces. Still he has not died. And moreover, we see that he is smiling. Is he a powerful saint? Then they came to him, bathed in their sinful sweat. They pleaded with him, Haridas, if we cannot somehow or other beat you to death, our masters will be very angry with us. Then they will kill us out of their anger. Haridas, don't smile. Have mercy on us. Haridas smiled and said, if my remaining alive creates a problem for you, then I will give up my body this very moment. Hare Krishna. After saying this, Haridas entered a deep meditation on Lord Krishna. Endowed with all mystic potencies, he became more heavy than a mountain. He was motionless and his breathing stopped. The Muslims were struck with wonder. Should we bury him or burn him or what should we do? Asked the guards. The guards, he said, burying is for a pious person. He is an impious rascal. Throw his body like garbage into the Ganga. That is a proper punishment for his sinful activities of accepting Hindu religion and giving up the only religion which is there, the holy Islam. In this way, he will suffer miseries forever. The guards tried to lift Haridas. His body was so thin. His eyes were so much lotus eyes. Now they were closed. Haridas was light as a few bunches of straw bound together. He was so thin. But then, when they tried to lift him up, even the strongest Muslims couldn't move Haridas. In fact, they found that he was as immovable as a stone pillar.
Hare Krishna.
My dear devotees, I ask you the question, who has the power to move the body of Haridas when it had become the abode of Lord Vishvambar, who carries the whole universe? Haridas remained absorbed in the nectarian ocean of love for Krishna and had no external feelings. He did not even know whether he was in the sky or on the land or in the waters of the Ganga. This is not at all astonishing for Haridas, for Lord Gaurachandra constantly resides in his heart. Remember, devotees, while fighting with the demons, Hanuman protected the prestige of the Brahmastra weapon released by Indrajit by apparently allowing its influence upon him. Similarly, Haridas Thakur accepted the beating of the Muslims in order to teach the highest ideal of tolerance to the world. Since Haridas was personally protected by Govinda, how could anyone harm him? What to speak of Haridas himself? Even one who remembers his activities in Washington, D.C. and the Japa retreat is immediately relieved of all material miseries. Haribol! When the Muslims finally managed to throw Haridas into the river, they were surprised to see his body floating in the Ganga.
One time he is very heavy like a mountain, then he doesn't drown in the Ganga. What is this Haridas?
After some time, Haridas regained his external consciousness by the will of the Lord. He then came to the shore and got out of the water in great ecstasy and started for Fulia while loudly chanting the names of Hari. Hari, 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 Hari. It is interesting. Later, Haridas met some learned Brahmanas. The Brahmanas said, no one gets beaten like that if he hasn't done bad karma. What was your sin? Very humbly, Haridas replied, these sinful ears of mine have heard so much offense against Lord Vishnu, and because I heard that blasphemy, I had to be brought into the marketplaces. But I didn't feel any pain. Later, much later, many years later, Haridas came forward when Mahaprabhu showed his Mahaprakash. Mahaprabhu called him, Haridas, come here. Haridas, do you remember when you were beaten by the Muslim guards? At that time, I wanted to come down from Vaikuntha and protect you. But I couldn't do anything because you were praying. Oh Krishna, you were praying, be merciful on these living entities. Forgive their offense of torturing me. How could I come down and punish these sinners? Then, Haridas, I thought to myself, how can I tolerate that they beat you? Now look at me, Haridas. With these words, Lord Gauranga turned his golden body, and when the devotees looked at the back of the Lord, they saw all over, crisscross, the signs of the beating, and they saw blood on the divine body of the Lord. Then they understood that Gauranga lives always in the heart of his dear devotee Haridas. And they further understood that Gauranga came out for a moment from that heart to protect the sacred body of the of his dear devotees. My dear devotees, in the Skanda Purana it is said, Hanti nindati vai dvesti vaishnavang nabinandati krutyate jati no harshang darshane patanani sat. It is an injunction to protect Vaishnavas and not attack them. Whoever kills or blasphemes a Vaishnava, whoever is envious of or angry at a Vaishnava, and whoever does not offer obeisances or feel joy in his heart upon seeing a Vaishnava, certainly falls into a hellish condition. According to this infallible scriptural order, the Yavanas who had beaten Haridas were soon destroyed. Please repeat now. Jaya Jaya Prabhu.
Jaya Jaya Prabhu.
Mora Thako
Haridasa.
Ye Karila Hari Nama.
Ye Karila Hari Nama.
Mahima Prakar.
Mahima Prakar.
All glories.
All glories.
All glories.
All glories.
To our greatest Vaishnava Thakur Haridas, who has manifested the greatness of the holy name amongst all the devotees of Gaura. Haridas is the best. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about the glories of Haridas, he himself cried. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you for going with us through the first complete day of the Japa retreat. Please take now rest or talk or chant or whatever. Tomorrow morning we will have the same program. The morning program will be we will start our morning program at 7 o'clock, but it is recommended to come earlier to start your japa already. It's nice if you can start at 5 o'clock, but if you start a little later, because after all it's very exciting and it's important that you are well rested for tomorrow, then please feel free to come a little later. And then we will go into the day with something. In the evening I want to show you a movie. A movie, and something artful. So, I wish you a very pleasant night with good Krishna conscious dreams, and maybe you will chant in your dreams also. That would be good. Hare Krishna, good night.